It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Folks, you know, I bet a lot of you, or maybe all of you, know about Hagerman up near Lake Texoma, up in that part of the world. It's a big whitetail buck hotspot. I mean, I've heard about Hagerman hunting up there for years. I've never hunted there. I've honestly never set foot on Hagerman. I've fished close, very close to it. But our guest today is Mr. Paul Bockenbush. Now, Paul is one of the managers up at, actually a deputy manager there at Hagerman. So let's, you and I and everyone listening, let's learn something about Hagerman that we might not already know. Paul, thank you for being with us, buddy.
Well, thanks for having me, Luke. I really appreciate it.
You know, I think I summed it up. I know I've got buddies that's photographed deers and some that's hunted there. I guess it's a true statement that Hagerman is home to some of the biggest whitetail bucks or whitetail deer in period around, right?
You know, we have we're blessed to have some really nice sized whitetails here on Hagerman, that's for sure. We've got a lot of deer here as well, but definitely we're known for some very large whitetail bucks. Some really nice trophy class deer have come off of here through the years, some of them by hunters, some of them by vehicles or train collisions, but
yep.
We have definitely got some nice deer here for people to pursue through our whitetail deer hunt.
Why do you think the is it genetics of that herd up in that part of the world? And I know that part of it is management too, that's a big part, but there must be some really big-bodied whitetail genetics up there.
You know, I agree with you that we obviously have some good genes here on Hagerman Refuge, but I also think that we have an ability here for whitetails to get in cover and live to an old age. So our deer hunts are set up in such a way that they rotate around 6 units here at Hagerman. So there's only 3 units that are open every year, so we have a rest on the remaining 3 units, and they rotate on a clockwise basis. So there's places for those big bucks to get and be out of the way of hunting pressure for several years at a time and have the chance to get to be an older age, which is, as you know, a key component, not just genetics, but also the age and maturity of a deer for them to get to a big size.
Exactly. Well, folks, before we get Mr. Bockenbush off the air, before this sums up, you're going to know all about Hagerman, how to apply to get there and go up there and check it out. Let's shift a little bit, Paul, from whitetail deer. I think it's a known fact that Hagerman has some awesome whitetail deer hunting, and we're going to get into how a person could some point go up there to hunt. How about other species? Hogs, for instance.
Definitely. We have hunting opportunities for feral hog. We can have you out here to hunt rabbit and squirrel, some of the oldest hunting traditions out there. You know, people have been doing that a lot longer than they've been deer hunting around these parts.
For sure, yep.
We have that opportunity available as well as mourning dove. So folks can come out here and hunt dove in the earlier seasons in September.
Well, Paul, I am a, as most people know, a rabid hunter of the wild hog. I wrote a book about 3 years ago, Kill the Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Hog Hunting. I'm not pushing my book so much as I want to establish the fact I absolutely love. I know wild hogs for a game manager or a property owner can be, they're a nuisance. But to me, I guess I was raised in the country up in Red River County. And I love to, I make ham out of them, sausage, and I'll probably kill 20, 25 a year, not with ARs, but with bows and actually a single shot little rifle. So if you want to hunt hogs up there, what's the procedure to get access to that, to go hog hunting at Hagerman?
Well, sure. Well, every year we have 2 hog hunting segments, and all you have to do is apply. We have a very high draw success rate. There's a nominal fee to apply to come hunt hogs. If folks can go to our website at www.fws.gov/refuge/Hagerman, or just Google Hagerman National Wildlife Refuge, you can find our hunting regulations on there and the means by which you can apply to hunt hogs here, and we'll be happy to put your name in the pot, and there's a really good chance you'll get drawn to be able to come out for one of our spring hunts.
Okay, just Google and spell that so everyone can make sure we get it right. You can Google Hagerman Wildlife, you know?
Yes, sir. H-A-G-E-R-M-A-N, Hagerman National Wildlife Refuge. You can Google that, and you'll find very easily our webpage. And on there, there's a link to the regulations. And just look for the feral hog hunting regulations and the dates and the address to send in your application and what it needs to say are on there. It's easy to follow. It's easy to understand. People don't have any problem with the process. And for hogs in particular, there's a very high success rate. And along those same lines is a spring turkey hunt, too, that we have that happens a little bit after the hog hunt that I failed to mention when we talked about the other species. And that's also a draw hunt in addition to the whitetail deer hunting. And our success rate on wild turkey is somewhere around 50%. There's a lot of turkeys here, and we don't get an enormous amount of applications. So that's also another species that you can come here and hunt on an exclusive a draw basis, limited quota, and have a really good chance of coming around some nice toms.
Awesome. Now, are those Rio Grande, or I would assume they are?
Well, we have both here.
Awesome.
We're right
Eastern,
on the
yeah.
edge of the yep. Rio Grande and Eastern uh-huh. line there of those two subspecies, so that you're liable to come across either one or a hybrid.
Awesome. Well, As my wife and everybody that knows me will point out, my problem is I like to do everything in the outdoors, and for me it's not a problem. I'm a rabid turkey hunter. So that website, Paul, that's just and people are not going to remember the /, and especially if they're driving down the road, Google, you know, just Google Hagerman there, and you can get to it. That's the way.
Yeah, if you just Google Hagerman National Wildlife Refuge, you'll easily find our website. You can explore it. There's a lot for everyone here to do. There's no charge for any of our activities other than the application fees for some of our hunts, which are nominal. But you'll find the hunting application guidelines there, the deadlines, what you need to send in and when and where to do that. And put your name in the hat for either a deer hunt, hog hunt, or a spring turkey hunt. And all of them are very worthwhile.
Oh, yeah. I've got buddies that have hunted and successfully hunted just about everything that you mentioned through the years up there. There's probably no lodging or no cabins or anything to rent up there for people coming up, are there?
I'm glad you asked that because here at Hagerman we don't, but around the refuge there are plenty of private places that you can definitely find lodging, camping. So you won't be far from Sherman, Denison, Foxboro,
right.
And some of the marinas around Lake Texoma, some of the parks, Eisenhower State Park, for example. The opportunities close by for lodging and places to eat and that type of thing are numerous.
That's good. And now for the, I guess, to if you want to hunt deer, it's bow hunting only, right?
That's right. For whitetail deer, it's bow hunting only.
Uh-huh.
Starting in 2019, I think that you'll be allowed to use crossbows. There's still just a little bit of our rulemaking changes that are going through right now that, things could change. But for right now, it looks like we'll be lining up with the state regulations in Grayson County, which also allow the use of crossbows for the first time without the need of a permit showing a handicap.
Right. And I've kind of been a little bit tracking that a little bit myself on that. So I knew that was in the works. About roughly, I don't want to put you on the spot, but how much total acreage, really, roughly? Do you know offhand?
Sure. On the refuge, there's about 11,320 acres of refuge here that are open to the public for a variety of activities. Now, during the deer hunts, those are divided into six units. And those units, we pick three a year, and they rotate clockwise every year. So people aren't going to be hunting the same place more than 3 years in a row. And that's a good thing, and we think contributes some to the trophy potential of our whitetail deer herd. But so it's a fraction of that 11,320 acres that's open every year for deer hunting. But we only issue the amount of permits that we feel like can be hunted successfully and in a manner where you're not going to be around people under every tree. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how we use those acreages to help determine how many permits we're going to issue each year.
Just say, for instance, say I drew a permit. I've never been on Hagerman. And this coming bow season, I'm going to get to hunt. How does that unfold? In other words, I'll come up there with maybe a map or GPS or whatever, but with no real working knowledge of the land or where to hang a stand. Do you get some instructions? I would assume you do.
Absolutely. If you get drawn in to hunt, we're going to start sending you some information over the internet via your email address, and we're going to tell you, where you can find a map of the refuge, and you can go on there and look yourself. We'll have the boundaries there. You can see the units that are going to be open that year, and then you're going to be able to come out and scout during daylight hours anytime you want to up until the day before the day of the hunt. So you've got plenty of time to come scout, look for where you might want to hunt, and then when you get here, the day that your hunt starts, there's going to be an orientation. That's going to take about an hour where you're going to check in, and we're going to tell you about how the hunt works and a little bit of the rules of the road, if you will. And then once we get that out of the way, you've got an opportunity there that day to go out and build your ground blind or hang your tree stand. And then after that, you've got 3 days to hunt. And then the following Monday at sundown is when we require for the stands to be taken down and removed from the area. So it's a self-guided hunt. It's not an outfitted hunt. So on the stand placement day, you can bring a friend and have them help you put up your stand if you want. That would be a non-hunting partner. Your stand placement day, you could have them with you. And then after that, you're on your own for hunting, and you've got to have a permit to be in the hunt area. But there's a check-in and check-out each day. It's easy to do. You check in person. You can check out via phone. And then if you get a deer, you get it to the check station on your own, or get one of the other hunters to help you, and we'll check it in, and you'll be on your way.
I got you. And I guess state regulations, the 13-inch rule and spy, does that apply there, or are there any additional antler restrictions there?
No, it's the same state. So that's been a push in the National Wildlife Refuge to try to align with state regulations to the extent that we can to make it easier on hunters where they don't have multiple sets of rules. Now, we do have some refuge-specific regulations that are more restrictive than the state, but they are more along the lines of how big of a limb that you can cut when you're hanging mm-hmm. your tree stand, or
right.
What times you can go and come from the refuge and things like that. But that's all covered in the orientation, and it's never been a problem for folks to be able to follow that.
Awesome. Well, Paul, we are just about out of time. This has been very, very enlightening to me, and I bet you to a lot of not only our deer hunters, but people thinking about turkey, feral hogs, whatever, squirrels and rabbits. That's the way I grew up in East Texas. I'm in my upper 60s, and you know what I was hunting when I was a kid. The deer, when I was real little, starting hunting, deer were very, very scarce up in Red River County and all over. So basically, just go to the website, Paul, and they can get all the information and apply and be ready to go, right?
That's right, or they can call our refuge, too. Our phone number, if folks want to write it down, is 903-786-2826, and they can call and talk to me or talk to one of the other folks that are here that'll be more than happy to help them. Hunting and fishing is a priority public use at Hagerman National Wildlife Refuge, and we want to make it an experience that people can come out and easily enjoy and take part of, and that's one of the reasons that we're here.
Well, thank you a lot, Paul. We'll get you back again sometime soon.
I sure hope so, Luke. It's been my pleasure.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Remember, you can listen to the archive of our shows at ketr.org. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, and Catfish Bubblegum.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.